Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live. Your music, hype beast, we beneficial. Hey, yeah.
Hey, what's up and what's happening, good people? You already know who it is. It's your girl, J Baby. And we have a special treat for you today. Because you know we all involved with that RAI radio. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby, with 25 artists charting nationally across 150 independent charts. Now, today, my people, today, this is somebody who's been having a few technical difficulties getting on the line. You feel me? So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce to you my man, Mr. Snub Nose in the building. What's good with you, Posse? I'm glad to have you aboard. You know what I'm saying? We've been having some technical difficulties with everything we've been having going on, but I'm glad we was able to get you on board to talk about your new joint that you got out. You feel me? So, what's good with you, baby? Yo, Mr. Snub Nose, Big Papa. What's going on with you, Big Daddy? All right. Now, while we wait to get him on, we're working on that now. Like I said, we've been having a few technical difficulties, some things going on. You know what I'm saying? I must admit that he is an interesting find. You feel me? Now, I had the pleasure of listening to a couple of his tracks across Spotify. You know what I'm saying? And I went to push the heart on them, Jones, because on some real stuff, my guy is out here definitely doing some things. He has his own style, but if I must compare him to anybody iconic, y'all already know. I can do it. I can pinpoint it accurately. So, like I would say, he put me in the mind that he's going to read, baby. You feel me? So, let me see. We got him on the line. Hold on. Mr. Seven Nose, baby, are you with me, honey? Hello, hello, Mr. Snub Nose, we got you, baby.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. They booted me off a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad I got you on. Not sure exactly what's going on with this thing. Got to kick some glitches up out of here, but I'm glad I got you on. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Up early and at it. You already know it don't stop.
No, definitely it don't stop, you know what I'm saying? Especially for people like us that got a bunch of things going on, a bunch of different hustles and all of that. Now, we're going to jump right into it, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to listen to your track, Temptations, on Spotify, you know what I'm saying? And for my people out there, you have to check him out. It's S-N-U-B-N-O-S-E on that Spotify. Y'all know we use that frequently. So I must say that you got a style on your own, but on some real stuff, and this was my era, you know what I'm saying, that Ephon Zarezi, baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I hear your music, it definitely makes me want to hear more because, like I said, you have your own style, but it's interesting because you got that sound about you, that Ephony sound, so it definitely makes you want to hear more. And for my people that haven't heard the joint, you know what I'm saying, why don't you go ahead and talk to them about Temptation then?
Oh, yeah, Temptation is from Legion Beats, networking with them, and I'm in their inner circle group, and they allow me to stream their track, and basically I just came together and, you know, got a homie of mine, gave him a shot at the title, you know, I let him get the third verse, and we basically complimented each other real well, so... You know, it's basically a shout out to all the women, you know, but letting the women know when I'm in the club, I'm with my woman, and you know what I mean, and that's all.
Okay.
I'm tempted, but I ain't going to try it. Don't try it. So.
And see, I love that, because there's so many cats out here. There's so many cats out here that is not on that level, you feel me? They on some, I see it, let me sneak on it, you know what I'm saying, try it, and then I'm going to have to come with the roses and some I'm sorry later, you know what I'm saying? So I really dig the fact that you even did that, because that says a lot about you and shows a lot about the way you handle your business, because it's not easy to convey things that you go through every day to the masses. It's something that is you know, intriguing to the ear for everybody to want to listen to and apply to their life, you know what I'm saying? So hats off to you for that.
I thank you. Yeah, I'm actually fortunate enough to see that my streams are getting up and growing. I'm almost at 7,000, which is like third best of all the Colorado rappers. You know, it's only a couple that's over top of me, and they've been doing this. Well, you know, Trev Rich, he was signed with Cash Money, and he got his streams up. But luckily for me, I got him on a song that's going to drop on my third album. And the other guy that's on top of me, Young Doe, he got like 10,000 streamers listening to him monthly. So I'm on their heels. So I let the crowd decide who's who and what's doing what. You know what I mean? So I'm just proud about my accomplishment.
Yo, as you should be, because like I said, I took a chance to listen to a couple of your tracks. You know what I'm saying? And if you go on into your Spotify, you see you got more than one heart up there. You know what I'm saying? Because I listen to each one of them. I'm loving Think. You know what I'm saying? I like that and how it was used. You know what I'm saying? I like the way the sample was used in that beat and the lyrics were just a major plus on that one. You know what I'm saying? I like that same nigga. You feel me? This was that gritty, you know what I'm saying? It has that gritty hit the block sound, you know what I'm saying? I was really loving that one. I think it was called Riding in the City, featuring Lil Bad.
Yeah.
That was like a hustler's prayer, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to it like, yo, I know it's a lot of cats that feel that way out in these streets, you know what I'm saying? So I was feeling that one, acting a fool, I was feeling that, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely have a catalog that is wide and that, you know, people will find more than one track, and that's not easy to do, you know what I'm saying? Because you might have that one hit, like, and then people go to your joint, and they're like, oh, well, at least you got one. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that is not the case.
You got to understand. Yeah, you got to understand that when you in this line of life, and you've made some decisions that you must stick with. That it entails a lot of consequences, you know, and you bump your head a whole lot trying to get to the right path. And I can honestly say that I just finally got to that right path. And, you know, I just want people to hear all my struggles that I've been going through as far as prison, as far as losing my family, like that riding around in the city that was dedicated to my mom. I shot the video before I got locked up. Then after I got all those charges dismissed and got out, just a year and a half later, my mom died. So that song was dedicated to her, and I got her on the video. So now I use it as anytime I want to see her, I just go to that video and, you know, and just look at her. And, you know, I just miss her. But overall, like I said, all my struggles and all the stuff I rap about is real, and I'm sure it's relatable and it's showing. So that's why I wanted to stop trying to talk about prison and try to continue to uplift my fans and my family and try to change I'm trying to change it up a little bit next album. You know, it ain't going to be Penitentiary Poetry 3. You know, I'm going to actually try to deviate away from this prison mentality, you know what I mean? But I'm tired of it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I thank you, though, for recognizing.
No doubt, you know what I'm saying? And I really like the fact that, you know, you talk about, you know, being reformed. You know, some people, you know, call it a testimony, you know what I'm saying? But speaking of that, like, I went across, because I definitely am following you on Instagram now and on Twitter, you know, and on your Twitter, you have this quote that says, there is a time in every man's life where the younger man must make room for the older man. I love the fact that you put that up there. That's posted up there for, you know, any of the young men, because it applies to young men and young women. You know what I'm saying? You know, the younger person has to make room for the older person, you know, and you have to be in the right mindset to allow that transition to happen. You know what I'm saying? And that speaks volumes about you. It's definitely relayed in your music. You know what I mean? You still got that one side to you, but definitely you have a whole nother side on that grown man tip. And it is good that, you know, people, especially young people, because young people listen to this podcast for all types of reasons. You know what I'm saying? But it's good that we have things of your caliber that come on here to speak in such a manner, and your music relays exactly what you're speaking. You know what I mean? to help them grow.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids out here is lost. These millennials out here is lost. They're doing their own thing. They're pretty much raising themselves, you know what I'm saying, to a certain point, or they're still just doing their own thing. But it's good to have, you know, a mentor, you know, that is not there with you, that you like their music, that it's sending positivity your way, because there's so much negative vibes in music. You know what I'm saying? You could be up in the studio and you know, your vibes could be high, but what you're speaking on is sending low vibrations through your music, and we're not getting that with you. So, like, whenever I get kings of your caliber or queens that come along speaking the same type of thing, I really, you know, take my hats off to you guys, because it's not easy, you know what I'm saying? And it's not the most listened to in the masses right now, you know what I'm saying? So, taking a step out there to just even, you know, put your soul out there and your heart out there and the things that you've learned through this lifetime and your wisdom into your music, you know what I'm saying? You can already tell that you're not trying to be the master champ. You're trying to be the people champ, the everyday people champ. And I love that about you.
Yeah. Yeah, I thank you. Yeah, that's one thing that I can definitely relate to. You know, these youngsters, man, no matter what state they're from, they all got that same intent, like, you know, to be the toughest, to be the hardest, to pull the pistol, to shoot, to, you know what I mean? But at the same time, those consequences of being in prison and then you surrounded with no guns with these same people you shooting at and another race, you know, sometimes it gets racial. Sometimes it gets, you know, very political in prisons, and
mm-hmm.
you have no one but yourselves to lean on, these same people you shooting at. And federal prison is what mainly what I'm talking about, but it happens in state joints across the world too, I'm sure. But in federal, you know, sometimes you got to lean on each other in order to make it, and in the concrete jungle. So that, therefore, when you're out here, why go back to that dumb shit? I mean, excuse me for cussing, but why go back to that madness when you just got a reality check of leaning on each other and depending on one another to make it through these times, these bids? And, you know, don't get out here fronting like you back to, you know, tattooing your face up and you know, all that stuff. It's just weird to me. I don't understand it, but, hey, to each his own. I love my fans. I love all the youngsters listening, and I'll never want to, you know, disrespect any of them. I'm just saying that, you know, don't take tattoos to prove who you are. You can just be yourself and just learn about, you know, try to learn learn from other people, you know what I mean? And just
mm-hmm.
you'll get the wisdom. The wisdom's going to come. You just got to keep going. That's all. You know?
Definitely. I definitely feel that, you know what I'm saying? I will be sharing your music because I definitely am a fan. Like I said, you want that good old Spotify. You want to see how they might support
right
your tracks, you know what I mean? Because I'm definitely a music head, you know what I'm saying? So when I get people that come through, I listen to all of it, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely can say that I am impressed. I E40 was, you know what I'm saying? Look, now I got five brothers, you feel me? From all, you know, and I'm the middle kid, so I got to hear the oldest to the latest, you know what I'm saying? Growing up in my house.
Yeah.
And E40 was definitely somebody I listened to, so that's what caught me off the grip. Like, oh, he got his own sound, but it's a hint of E in there, you feel me?
Yeah.
So,
right on.
It definitely caught me and made me listen intently.
Thank you. Were you able to listen to the R&B joint I got?
I listened to all of
it.
Well, it was like maybe four tracks at the end, towards the bottom that I didn't get to listen to, because I ran out of time.
No, I have a single. I have a single that's not even. It's just floating. It's called In My Dreams. Yeah, I'm trying to touch all genres. Yeah, try to check it out. It's In My Dreams, Snub Nose with a Z. You had said with an S.
Okay.
There's too many snub noses out there. I don't know where they at, but they ain't making noise like me. I'm the real snub nose with a Z.
Right.
And In My Dreams, check it out.
Yo, I definitely will be checking it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you my email. So any new content you got, send it my way. If you got new music coming out, video coming out, whatever, like, hit your girl up. You know what I'm saying? I know that we've been kind of hit and miss these last couple of days. Things have been kind of crazy with communication, and then there were some issues with the fight, you know what I'm saying? But where, you know, things, bugs are being worked out, you know what I'm saying? And I you're definitely somebody I would love to get to come back because of, you know, what your music is, how your music sounds. It definitely sounds professional, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like you're doing your thing, and the content of your music is something that is needed to be shared out here, like hands down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yep, I try. And I'm going to keep going. Don't even trip.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, Colorado slept
that.
On. Colorado slept on. But I'm one of, you know, there's real, there's, you know, you don't have to be from Cali. You don't have to be from the South. You know, the, all that real stuff that's going on out there trickles down to the middle. You know, we in the middle state, the box state. And, you know, it goes down here, too. And like I said, man, the more people listening, the better. Because everybody
definitely
needs to hear the universal message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, for all my listeners out there, y'all know y'all girl going, I got y'all. Don't even trip, baby. Because you know your girl is Jay don't gas for what she don't like. You feel me? So, but y'all need to check my man Snub Nose out. You need to check him out on that good old Twitter.com, SNUBNOZEMUSIC. Slide on over to that Instagram.com. Then you can check him out as FROMSKRATCH1LLC. You know what I'm saying? Snub Nose on that good old Spotify is where I found most of the tracks that I was digging. Check the ones, run it back, this podcast back. Check for the ones that I said that I like, you know what I'm saying? And then run your ear across them all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are definitely going to like what my man has going on. Now, y'all already know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So, we only got a little bit of time to promote the best. I want to thank you, Ms. Snub Nose, for coming on and blessing me, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I'm a music head, honey, and I listen to it all, you dig?
For sure. Thank you so much.
No doubt, no doubt. For my listeners out there, check my man out, Snub Nose. You will not forget him. Go ahead and check out, see what you like. How do we know you're not that you're there? If you don't like, subscribe, download, and comment, honey. Make sure you're doing all of them things. Check him out. Get back to me on the Dream Hustle Win fan page on Facebook. Let me know what you think, baby. We're going to have to say deuces for now, and we're going to catch all y'all on the flip side.
Thank you.